The American Democracy Legal Fund filed an ethics complaint with the Federal Elections Commission, accusing Mark Kwame and Paul Johansson of creating a new LLC just to donate money to the governor's presidential run. Kwame is a former director of the Department of Development and Jobs Ohio. Johansson is also a Kasich ally. Their company created another company called MMWP-12, and the next day, that company donated $500,000 to an affiliate to Kasich's super PAC, New Day for America. Mary Jennings, from the group that filed the complaint, said the new company has not taken the other steps necessary to be considered a political committee.
That this is basically nothing else than a dummy organization that's formed whose major purpose is to influence the election.
The American Democracy Legal Fund was founded by two longtime Democratic operatives. This is the second complaint filed by the group against Kasich and his super PAC. In August, the group claimed that Kasich himself was illegally coordinating with New Day for America, noting that both Kasich and New Day had missed key federal financial reporting deadlines. And Kasich is hardly the group's only target. It's filed complaints against the campaigns of Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, Mike Huckabee, Scott Walker, Ted Cruz, and Jim Gilmore. And the ADLF has also accused several conservative groups, including American Crossroads and Americans for Prosperity, of illegally coordinating with Republican presidential campaigns. Connie Werkamp is the spokesperson for New Day for America. She said the Kasich Super PAC and its related committees are, quote, careful to comply with all applicable laws and regulations. She went on to say they are confident that all their activities were legal and that the FEC will throw out the complaint. Werkamp notes that the American Defense Legal Fund is a political ally of Hillary Clinton. And Werkamp says the complaint shows that they're worried about Kasich's strength as a candidate. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.